From last week to this week, feels a lot better. Mobility-wise, strength-wise, everything has just progressed really well.
Brian, how optimistic are you about Sunday?
You know, I don't really give levels of, you know, how do I feel about playing Sunday or not. I just kind of look at based on how I've responded the last couple of days has been good. We'll see how it responds after all the things I did today and going in tomorrow and see how tomorrow's practice goes and probably make a decision after that.
Have you been able to stay just mentally positive, the whole mental side of getting injured again and kind of?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fine. I mean, it sucks, but it's part of the game. Thankfully, it wasn't anything that I couldn't bounce back from, you know, in a week or so, whatever it is. So, yeah, been fine.
Brian, I think, you know, when you went down, we all saw it and go, I mean, could this guy have any worse luck given what you've been through? Did you feel like when it first happened that you were like, oh, man, not again? Or did you know that maybe it wasn't going to be bad?
You know, when it first happened, I thought I got Charlie horse or kicked in the thigh. So I kind of tried to get back up and wasn't able to. So I didn't think it was going to be anything serious. Certainly didn't feel the same way it did a year ago or so. But, yeah, it was – I wasn't too nervous about it.
Brian, is there any part of you that you have to be a little careful, though, here that after all the crap you've been through, that you don't push this too hard and you're maybe not as smart as you need to be and play it a little sooner than you should?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's – definitely something that, you know, Doc McKenzie and I have talked about for sure. I've taken his advice and opinions on, you know, every step of the way here, kind of what he's feeling and, you know, kind of how I'm feeling as we're going through the week here. So definitely wouldn't put myself out there, wouldn't suggest to put myself out there if I didn't feel 100% comfortable. I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, sounds bad. You don't want to be a liability out there. I mean, you got responsibilities out there for the guy next to you and the guy behind you. So I wouldn't put myself out there if I didn't feel like I was ready to go.
Is re-injury a possibility, or as Doc said, hey, you're not. It's not going to get any worse. It's just a matter of whether you can move and all that.
You could always get re-injured. I mean, ligaments are ligaments. Anything could get re-injured. I mean, it's just it's really how you feel, how you're moving, the power in the leg, and just, you know, your function. You know, are you functioning well? So that's kind of the basis we go off.
Brian, I know you're not a doctor, and I know you're not an expert in knee braces, but do they think that without that knee brace, maybe things would have been much worse?
No.
You have a feel for that at all?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'll definitely say that I think the knee brace helped. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I would assume it did. But I just in my own head, I think it did. So I think that's all that counts.
Do you stick with that brace then?
I've been wearing that brace since training camp. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of – I'll wear that probably for a long time now. So, yeah, I've been wearing that thing for a while, and I've grown accustomed to it.
Do you even notice it?
No, don't even notice it anymore.
Brian, what has the rehab process been? Like, what have you been doing? It's obviously vastly different than ACL when you're getting ready to play. What have you been doing the last 2 weeks?
I mean, I think it's a lot pushing the swelling out of it, you know, re-stimulating the quad, getting that fired up again, and then just kind of waking up every morning, evaluating the pain, evaluating the swelling, and trying to get that, you know, pushed out for practice and then getting it ready to go. I mean, it's really, you know, the pain has died down on it tremendously from last week to this week. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, pushing as much swelling out of it as we can and reevaluating it and every day and kind of talking to Doc and, you know, taking the steps necessary to get ready to go.
I know you wanted to be out there last week for practice, and it was cool to see out there, but mm-hmm. Did you know that you weren't going to go? I mean, it looked like, at least the practice we got to see, you looked like you were laboring pretty good as opposed to this one.
Yeah, I mean, for me at least, I had to go out there and give it a shot and see how it felt. I went out there Wednesday, went out there Thursday, and went back out Saturday. Just at the end of the day, it just didn't feel right. So that was kind of the decision on that.
So it feels very different this Friday as opposed to last Friday.
Yes. A lot different.
You got field turf over there, you know? Mm-hmm. Would you rather be coming back on grass or DD Grassmaster?
What's DD Grassmaster?
I don't know. That's what they got here.
I don't even know what that is, but... no, I don't think it really matters. You know, I mean, we do stuff on the indoor every day and move around on that, so I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, obviously, I think if you ask majority of the linemen, we'd all rather play on grass. It's a little easier on the body, but for the most part, it's not really a big deal.
Do you look forward to coming back and facing that front line of the Lions and the challenges they present?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying I'm, you know, definite playing that. We got to still evaluate things that go into tomorrow and stuff like that. But I mean, they have a very good front seven. I mean, that's where their big playmakers are. They do a great job of putting pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run. I mean, they got a good front, always have.
As one of the biggest tests, or maybe this is just something, you know, I would think of, but knowing that you can do a 12 play no huddle drive and do the pacing and keep the pace that you need to keep to do your job, is that one of the last hurdles to check? Do you think about that kind of thing when you're testing about when you get back out on the field for real?
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's important to be able to complete a no huddle drive and the tempo that we need to do, and I think that's something that you kind of evaluate as the week goes on and how you feel and doing those types of things. And I mean, to me, going through a practice is feeling the power in the leg, feeling being able to laterally move the way you want to and do all that. And, I mean, I think that's the biggest key, because if you can do all that, you can do a no-huddle drive. The conditioning's still there. I mean, it has nothing to do with running it up and down the field. It's, you know, once you run down the field, getting set and being ready to go again and making sure that you're good to go. I mean, that's the big key.